This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. What you're hearing there is Pakistan's chief justice, who was fired and put under house arrest when President Pervez Musharraf declared a state of emergency over the weekend. The chief justice had been held incommunicado, but this morning, quite unexpectedly, he somehow managed to address a group of lawyers in the Capitol by telephone, which was then transmitted over a loudspeaker to the crowd. I'm joined now by NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad. Hello.
Hi.
Before we get to what the chief justice said, tell us what the significance of his statements are.
Well, Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry dominated international headlines this year after General Pervez Musharraf suspended him in March. He opposed that suspension. A campaign formed around him. He became the figurehead of that campaign and was eventually reinstated by the Supreme Court and proceeded to run a court that challenged Musharraf's government regularly and was indeed considering whether the Musharraf was legally re-elected president recently. Now he's been sacked again by Musharraf. The lawyers in Pakistan are already emerging as the front line in the opposition to the state of emergency and the campaign for the restoration of democracy. They are the ones who've been coming out on the streets both yesterday and today. There were more clashes and more lawyers on the streets clashing with the police. And many of those lawyers and others, other opponents of Musharraf, are looking to the Chief Justice to lead that campaign. And it looks, from his words today, is as if that's what he intends to do, if he can.
Well, it's a pretty dramatic scene. I'm looking at a picture of these lawyers, one in particular in a suit and tie, bespeckled, standing in front of a bunch of police in tear gas, you know, wafting past him. What did the Chief Justice say to these protesters?
Well, he was addressing a group of lawyers and he rallied the entire legal community in Pakistan in this address to rise up to protect the judiciary and the law of the land. And he accused Musharraf of tearing up the constitution. He told lawyers to travel to every corner of the country with the message that people must get involved in a campaign against this state of emergency. But Renee, all this happened very suddenly this morning. And probably to stop the security services stopping his speech, there were no media invited there. So we at first had difficulty finding out exactly what he said. However, we did speak to a lawyer who actually heard the speech. His name is Jamal Abdel Nasser. Now, he says that the Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry talked about the fact that when Musharraf suspended the constitution, he also required all Supreme Court judges to take a new oath under the provisional constitutional order that he'd issued. Most of the judges refused and are now being replaced. And we asked Nasser then what Chaudhry had to say about the legality of the new appointments to the Supreme Court.
All the judges who have taken oath under the provisional constitutional order is unlawful, unconstitutional, illegal, and immoral. He also said the restraint order contains instructions to all the functionaries of the government. They cannot take any action under the provisional constitutional order.
So the Chief Justice of Pakistan, until the state of emergency was imposed, making it very clear that he regards the new Supreme Court, now being put in place by Musharraf, as illegal.
Phil, we just have a few seconds here, but tell us what former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been saying about Musharraf. She just flew into the capital, Islamabad.
Yep, she just arrived. She says she's come here to meet opposition leaders. The question is, though, whether she'll negotiate with Musharraf in the hope of getting him to hold elections, lift the emergency, and so on. She was talking to him before this about power sharing. She says she won't be meeting or negotiating with him, but all eyes will be on what she does. She says she's come here to meet opposition leaders.
Phil, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking from Islamabad on the fourth day of the state of emergency imposed by Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf.